Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Good morning. This is Christine Mazzell calling in.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I had spoke with you on Friday about missing money out of my paycheck. You never got back with me.
Yeah, I was aware that Nina spoke with you.
Yeah, the reason why Nina spoke with me is because you didn't get back with me. And then she also told me because of me being at 68 hours, my pay has been taken down from what I usually get down to something else. That conversation never took place between me and you. You never told me that my pay rate has to be lowered.
Because I was not notified about that. It was Jonah directly the one that spoke with you, and Nina informed me that she also told you that.
No, it's the point that I'm trying to make to you is that you are my coordinator from Family First Services. Ms. Nina spoke with me on Friday and said because I am at 68 hours a week, I'm only it's a lot of overtime because 40 hours is all minimal. Anything over 40 hours is considered overtime. Ms. Nina told me on Friday that the reason why my pay is not where it's supposed to be at is because me and you were supposed to have a discussion because I'm at 68 hours and I'm not supposed to be at $16 an hour. My pay rate is supposed to be lowered. That's why my pay is all messed up because me and you never had that conversation about my
Sorry.
pay rate supposed to drop.
Yeah, because as I told you, I was not notified. Jonah was the one that directly told you, and he informed Nina too about that,
He
because
never told
he
me
never
about
told
my,
me.
no, we're not doing this. It's what he said that I had to, he had to take out $280 out of my paycheck for 4 weeks. That's the only conversation we had. We never had a discussion about my pay going from $16 drop down to something else. We never had that discussion. Me and the guy you're talking about never had that discussion. Me and you never had that discussion. You just took me from being at $16 an hour and dropped me down to whatever you wanted to drop me down to without even consulting me or having this conversation. And Ms. Nina said that she was going to look into it to see if me and you had any phone conversations like we are having right now to see if we, me and you ever had any phone discussions about my pay rate being dropped down because
No,
of me
but
being at 60 hours.
yeah, in that case, she's not going to find any conversation because I never told you that because I was not
Exactly.
informed, as I told you. The one that is stating that informed you is Jonah. He said that he spoke directly with you and he let you know
No,
that.
he didn't. No, he let me know that he had to take out $280 because I clocked in and out for 5 days when I wasn't supposed to because Anthony was in the hospital. That's the only conversation we had. Nobody had a conversation with me from Family First Services stating because I'm at 68 hours for Mr. Jordan that my pay is not supposed to, my pay, I can't stay at $16 and some cent an hour. My pay rate has to be dropped down because I got more overtime than what I'm supposed to be getting. That conversation never took place with me. With me and you, or Jonah, or Ms. Nina. The only conversation that was done with me and Jonah was that you had to deduct $280 out of my pay because I clocked in for Anthony Jordan on from December the 9th all the way up until the 13th. That's the only conversation I had with anybody from Family First Services. So now I want to know, I'm supposed to be at $16 an hour. How much did you drop me down? You can't even tell me that. Ms. Nina couldn't even tell me that.
Okay, the thing
I
is,
gave them
Miss
all day
Christine.
Friday to get this issue resolved. They never contacted me on Friday. They're open from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. It don't take that long to get my issue resolved. I'm missing a hundred and something dollars out of my goddamn on pay. They took the 280 out on Friday, and my pay was supposed to be 825. They took the 280 out. My pay was only $700 because I'm not at $16 an hour no more. Ms. Nina confirmed that on Friday. They took for me from being $16 an hour and dropped my pay down without consulting me, without having a conversation with me. The only conversation I had with Jonah and Mr. Alberto and Ms. Nina was about them taking $280 out of my pay for 4 weeks. Ms. Nina said, this is what the issue is. You have 68 hours. You have all these extra hours for overtime. So we have to drop your pay down from $16 an hour and down to whatever you put my pay to without even consulting me. That is against the law. That is a lawsuit against you.
How is that overtime when they're my regular hours that you get?
Anything, exactly. 40 hours is a regular work period. Anything after 40 hours, they consider that to be overtime. So because I have all them extra hours in overtime, instead of me making $16 an hour, they drop me down. And they can't even tell me what they drop me down to.
That's the regular pay, right?
My regular pay rate is $16 an hour. My pay rate was not supposed to change at all. But because they gave you 68 hours, Family First Service, whoever is in charge of that, took me from being at $16 an hour and dropped me down without even calling me, talking to me, or anything about it. The only conversation I had with this agency was about me clocking in on the 9th to the 13th of December for you, and they said they have to deduct $280 out of my pay, which 3 weeks already went past. This is the last week they take it out of, but they cannot tell me when did they drop my hours down. I mean, my pay rate down, and all the other stuff. That is against the law. But no matter which way you look at it, they're making it a big deal because you got 68 hours, and I'm getting all that overtime. So with that being said, they said, well, you can't stay at $16 an hour. We have to drop you down. They never had that conversation with me. They were not supposed to range my to do anything with my hours or my pay without consulting me and talking about it like I did when Ms. Nina was my coordinator. She said, Christine, you have all these extra hours, overtime hours. You cannot stay at your pay rate you're at right now. We have to drop you down. No conversation like that was done. The only conversation that I had with this agency was about them 5 days that I clocked in and out for you, and they said we have to deduct $280. That is not telling me why, how much I'm making an hour at this agency. Tone, I understand all that. I'm trying to talk to them to get this issue resolved because I'm not going to get paid on Friday again and not have everything on my pay that I'm supposed to. They owe me $100-something, and I want to speak to whoever's in charge to get this issue resolved. Not having it. So then you got the coordinator that sits here and act like he don't know what he's doing. So you need to call Family First Service and tell them you want a new coordinator, too.